USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 109 million Americans are expected to hit the roads and air between now and January 2nd. Travel experts saying the best time to travel is today after 7 p.m., while the worst time is between noon and 6 p.m. The worst days for travel will be from a couple of days after Christmas through New Year's Day. This as COVID cases continue to climb across the country. This airline traveler telling CNN she's doing the best she can to stay safe.
You can only do what you can do for yourself, you know. What everybody else is doing, you have no control over. So that's the scary part. Just, you know, want to go have fun and be safe and mask up.
At least four people are injured after a large explosion at an ExxonMobil refinery near Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter always maintained she shot Wright by accident when he resisted arrest, mistaking her service weapon for a taser. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 15 years. Two new studies suggest the Omicron COVID variant could be much less likely to lead to severe illness than the Delta variant. Researchers at Scotland's University of Edinburgh finding the variant's risk of hospitalization is two-thirds that of Delta. A study out of South Africa, where the variant was first detected, indicated people with Omicron infections are 80% less likely to wind up in the hospital than those who contract other strains of the virus. It could be a great Christmas for someone. Saturday's giant Powerball jackpot stands at an even $400 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A winter storm could bring up to 10 feet of snow and a rare white Christmas to millions in the Northwest. The National Weather Service saying the Pacific Christmas weekend storm is expected to hit areas that include Oregon and Washington. Forecasters warn the snow could hit the lower elevations. A pastor is reacting to a new study regarding Christianity in America.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week 16 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tennessee Titans hosting the San Francisco 49ers. That game set to kick off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.